All right, welcome to the mastermind call for June 5th, 2024. And grateful to be here with all of you. I'm here to answer your questions, to check in with you. I've got a virtual question to answer as well, and talk a little bit about the new moon. And you'll be getting a new moon meditation this month. It'll go out sometime today, and it'll be really focused on setting your intentions around this really magnificent energy that we have in Taurus Rohini. This is the moon's favorite place, and it's a really wonderful, grounded, manifesting things for the long term, wealth, abundance, security, and love. We have a Saraswati Yoga involved with all of this. If you haven't watched the update, I really encourage you to watch the update. It's a very special new moon, and it's actually happening early on the 6th, but you could set your intentions anytime today, tomorrow, or the next day. And so anyway, I'm creating a special meditation for that. But I really encourage you to use this energy, because it's really quite a powerful new moon with all the benefics with it, sun, moon, all in Taurus. And then wherever Taurus is in your chart is really getting lit up, not just by Jupiter, which I was talking about last month, and that'll be there for the whole year, but it's getting lit up for with all the benefics there, for until mid-month. And then the sun and the moon right now are there. So it's interesting energy. It's again really great to set our intentions around things that we want to have last and grow. And it's really important that it's aligned with our values. And that's one of the things that Jupiter's here in Taurus teaching us for the next year to come. And then all this energy is, and I go into more of it in the update, is directly aspecting Scorpio. So wherever Scorpio is in your chart, or your Scorpio ascendant or moon, then it really is adding some extra power there, because it's like taking all of that light and then shining it there on Scorpio. And in fact, right now, all the planets are, for the next day or a couple days, all the planets are aspecting Scorpio. So Scorpio is getting a lot of energy right now. So that Taurus Scorpio axis is a super important place in the heavens right now. So, and then we're also in the northern hemisphere. Here we are coming up to the solstice, which really is the height of the growing season. And that's why the moon is exalted in it's exalted in Taurus. And some of you have an exalted moon in Taurus, but it's also exalted specifically in Rohini, where it is, where we're having the new moon, because it spends more time in the nakshatra of Rohini than it does any of the other 26 nakshatras. It's the favorite place. So just because it spends more time there, it's just more of that, great nurture, queen energy, more of that growth energy. So anyway, super powerful time. Want to use that energy. And if you haven't watched the update yet for the month, do. Mars just came into a great place, finally, getting away from the eclipse pattern and getting fired up. So, we're moving into a couple of months of some really, really good energy, and we want to seize the day with that. All right, so I just want to open it up to you two and see what's going on with you.
To go first since I got a sliver
Okay.
time.
Yes, go for it.
My update is that everything's like looking up. I got
Good.
energy.
Told you it would happen.
And yesterday I took some time, like a couple hours, to decide what my focus goals are.
Good,
Personal,
good.
business, the house, there's projects. And so that felt really good, because now when I have a chunk of time, I'm going to be calendaring stuff too. After I hadn't done that part yet, but that was my next step, and so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, doing that focus goals work is just so useful and so important. So that's great. That's great that you did that. And just a great reminder, you were getting hit pretty hard there with all the eclipses and everything, and when we're in those times of like, oh my God, is it, if it's always going to be like this is going to be a problem, and as I keep saying, okay, the energy is going to shift. And so not all time is created equal. And sometimes we just have to kind of hunker down And then, the light does come back, which is a wonderful thing. So things get easier when we have, when the energy's behind us and we have more light, for sure.
Yeah, I had a little. I also want to update on the romance side.
Go for it, girl.
So I had this guy I told you about,
Yep.
and then all of a sudden during eclipse time, it was like, what's going on? So I just gave him a space, but
Right, I remember that. Yeah.
he's now back, and we're hanging out and talking a lot, and so I'm enjoying it and just trying not to, I don't really feel like I've had to try hard in like figuring it out, so to speak, because we're just having a nice time. So,
Well, it's great.
So,
It's great, and that's
yeah.
another a great thing for you to notice and other people to witness. It's like, okay, I thought this thing was happening, and then it wasn't. But we were in a really challenging period of time. He was honest and said he had so much going on. That's a nice thing to know when someone's just being honest, because relationship actually takes energy, you know. So, and here, you know, it and it's and then you freed yourself up, and then, you know, here it's come around. So that's great. Congratulations.
So there's that's basically, and I watched the update, and I noticed I do have, you said something about the seventh house, or no, you said something about Aries, which is my seventh house.
Correct. That's where Mars, you're having a Mars return, comes there every 2 years.
And interestingly enough, of course, there's something about one-on-one relationships, which that's feeling like that's going good. And then there was something about lawsuits, which I don't really have a, just a quick thing. I had a special assessment put on my property
Okay.
that did not have anything to do with me. And after the research, I know it was a prior owner that Pat didn't pay
Okay.
something. The city came and cleaned up the area for them because they didn't do it themselves. So I filed a claim with title insurance on that. So
Yeah, they should have
I'm
picked that up
hoping.
for sure.
And when I talked to my mortgage broker, my realtor, they're like, yeah, it was free and clear when we did the mortgage. So it's the town who put it on. They were lax in doing whatever they needed to do to let us know that there
Sure.
was something outstanding. So I'm hoping things go my way and I won't have to pay it. But right now I just have to pay it. So.
Oh, fascinating. Yeah, you I would think that you would be able to contest that or appeal that for sure.
Yeah, it's messing up my escrow account. And so it's money's being taken out of my escrow account and I can't really do anything about it. Until, I don't know. I don't know if you, yeah.
Oh, what I would just say about that is that I know these kinds of things are really a pain, but do your due diligence and actually go all the way with it. My son is a great example of this. He's had a couple of renter, landlord situations, and he's taken the time to go through all the process and everything, to get his money back and all the things, and it's worked. But it's it's sometimes people don't want to deal with the, but it's not rightfully, your responsibility. So they're going to need to reimburse you, and yeah.
So, and one last thing I'm just going to say because it was very interesting. When I turned my AC on, I was like, I should turn my AC on, make sure it works. Because I didn't really want to turn it on yet. But then I thought, well, I better do that because I need to know if it works. Well, long story short, it didn't work properly. And I had one company come out and I was like, no, I'm not going with you. But then I had my realtor's person come. And when they looked at it, all that ha was needed to be fixed is a cable. One of the cords or cables or whatever you want to call them was plugged into the wrong slot on the circuit board. That's
Okay.
it.
That's
Just some wins that I'm really happy
yeah,
about.
that's a win. Yeah, that's totally a win. That's great. I'm with you. Like, oh, wrong cord, wrong circuit. Okay, good. Okay, awesome. Well, I'm glad things are looking up. Persevere with that, with that payment that's being taken out. You'll get that relieved. You just have to deal with the bureaucracy around that. And Miss Rebecca, how are you?
I am well. I am also enjoying the warm weather. Hopefully I'm not too glitchy right now. I'm just going to quit this other thing to make that better. If I can. So, yeah, I feel like I also feel the benefic energy, even though I have a lot of things, of course, going on, as is my way doing things apparently. And while
Absolutely.
I do feel some urgency about them, I also feel a, I don't know, it's just a different level of non-anxiety and just kind of going with it and finding
That's
ways
good.
to do it. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. At least I think that's is. I've had some weird kind of throat thing for like 2 weeks now, and it's just kind of hanging out there and comes and goes. And I do your meditation and I do my other meditations and I drink all my things. And like, I don't know, I'm just tired and allergies and such. And I'm just gonna rest and tune in and continue on as I
Yeah,
can.
are you rinsing out your schnoz? Are you doing a neti pot or anything?
I haven't done a neti pot recently, but I thought about it.
Well, just because it's the postnasal drip that really bothers the throat.
True. I do have
So
that.
if you get that rinsed out in the evening and the morning, both, that really, that, I don't know, that for me, that's always a huge help with anything throat oriented.
Yeah. That's good. I'll do it. It's a little ordeal for me. I'm always like, do it in the shower and
Oh,
have to get.
and I don't use a real neti pot. I use it's called, I think it's called Medi Neti, and it's a plastic
Oh yeah,
bottle,
I've seen those.
and it gets the little stuff is all pre and it works. It's so quick and so easy, man. Yeah, that's what I use. Yeah,
Okay.
so that I don't have any resistance to
I do.
doing it. It's really easy. Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh.
Who needs enough? I mean, it feels like
Okay.
everything's an ordeal. I mean, it's like, oh God, I got to take care of myself. I got to do
Yeah.
this. I got to do that. I got, sometimes I'm
Yeah.
like, really? Really?
Sometimes it just feels like a job to
I'm just
take care
being
of
me is a
ourselves,
full-time
right?
job.
All of
Yes,
us.
exactly.
We feel that. Yeah. It's a full-time job.
It's great that you're going with the flow more around, things get done in their own timing. I mean, I had to really surrender a lot around timing over the last few months as well. And but now the energy's starting to kick in, and you can, there's just like these windows of time when the time opens, there it is. And if you're just having to push against it and slog against it, it's just, yeah, it's just too hard, It's like
Yeah,
then
and when
you
you,
go ahead.
yeah, you choose to do a certain number of things, and that maybe that's just too many things, so they're all gonna take a bit longer, you know?
Exactly. Like if we're just focusing on one thing, and then, it's easier to move just one thing along. But when we have several plates to spin, it definitely does take, it takes more time,
Yeah.
because you're tending to all of them and, and moving them forward. So, so it's a congratulations that you are getting, that you are moving forward.
Thank you. Yeah,
And
and I go ahead.
your website's coming along, and you're going to launch your, hi Pam, you're going to launch your classes and everything on Teachable.
Yeah, so that's what's good is I've kind of made them all dependent on each other in a little way because I'm putting the courses up to hopefully launch next week. I gotta confirm that date, but to drip, and I have most of the stuff already. I think I need to record some of the intros actually. The other stuff should be good. I split it up or whatever. So that's getting me to finally, after like 3 years or whatever, or four, do that. But then the website is gonna link to those courses that are asynchronous now on demand. So getting those sales pages so I can link them on the website so I can
Yeah.
launch the website, soft launch. And but it's, you know, getting me to like, well, do it, do it. You gotta teach classes this summer. Come on, do it. So yeah, I think it's a good thing. And yeah, just making peace with, yep, you're paying another month of that hosting fee because you are, because it's today. So you just are.
That's just what
That's how it
is.
is.
Yeah, that's just what is. You know, I, you know, don't sweat the little stuff like that by any means. But you know, it takes, especially with that kind of stuff, it takes a certain level of focus, you know, because there's a lot of moving parts, you know, and sometimes
Yeah.
drawing it out is super helpful. And so I think I was teaching this yesterday to somebody. Remember with focus, it's not always just focus doesn't just come necessarily. We have moments where we feel really focused, but you know, the first like 15 minutes of working on something, it can be a little bit grindy, and it takes that much to drop into focus, and this is proven with brain science. So our eyes are what people who can see, otherwise people have to use their ears, but our eyes is what creates that focus. So you know, if you're staring at the screen or the page, whatever, but you know, once you hang in there long enough, you kind of drop into the place where the focus happens, and you can, you know, you can get going. So even if you only have, you know, an hour's worth of time, you know, 15 minutes is kind of, you know, bumpy, you'll still get some good time out of, you know, you'll still make some progress, you know. Yeah. And
No, that's
you're on the
good.
home run here. You're on the home stretch. So
Just keep on keeping on.
just keep on. Yeah. Just keep on. It's going to be very much worth it for you to get that stuff
I'm
up. And
very excited about it. Actually being it's going to be so great.
so stay, you know, stay hooked into that by all means, that how great that's going to be.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, keep that vision right there.
But by the way, I went to the productivity section on your site yesterday, and I all of a sudden I lost my thought, but it reminded me of what, like, just reminding yourself of all the reasons why you're doing it, you know, all the things, and then your mission behind it and how exciting it's going to be when it's done. And all your wealth code archetypes are there cheering you on. They're right on your shoulder there.
Thanks,
So.
Karen. Thanks, Karen. Because it's you know, it's easy to get lost in the, like, if we're not hooked into the why we're doing anything, the purpose of why we're doing anything, if we're not really hooked into it, it's so much harder, you know.
It's
The
true.
purpose, you know, can definitely, you know, pull us along for sure.
And I've got that exalted moon right now.
You do have that exalted, you have the moon on your moon right now for sure. And you've got all the, you know, all those planets are hanging out in your
In my
11th house.
Taurus.
Yeah, and that's 11th house. That's groups, communities, that's ambition, that's fulfillment of desires, and that's larger financial gains. So that's a, you know, a great, and then, you know, the fifth house, all that's aspecting the
Thank you.
fifth house for you, which is teaching, you know, which is students, creativity, romance as well. But so there's, you know, lots of fire up there. The 11th, all planets do well in the 11th house. The 11th house is, you've got this great 11th house moon, and that's your planet, you know, and that's the queen in your chart, and it's in Rohini. And so I would really, really use this energy, and use this energy over the next, that Saraswati Yoga is there until the 15th, 14th or 15th. But then we'll still have, Jupiter will still be there. And so and then everything's moving into Gemini, which is all those planets do well in Gemini. So yeah, it's a good energetic time for sure. A lot better than we've had for a while.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it.
Take it. Yeah, and it's a Mars return for you as well. You have that same Mars that Karen has, and that's 10th house. That's your career. That's your business.
Career, right.
Yeah. So
Okay.
there's, you know, there's a lot of, so that's coming in for the next
You
6 weeks,
would.
so really firing up, you know, helping bring in that, you know, that productivity, that get it done energy.
Great, because that's exactly where I'm at.
And I have to tell you, I really felt this kick in, And I mean, I don't, Mars is not as an important planet for me as it is for you, but I really felt this kick in the last couple of days, because I was like, wow, where is that energy? It was like, where's that extra battery pack? But it really has felt like it's, so if you haven't felt it yet, you will, and you're obviously under the weather a little bit too, so that you're dealing with that.
Yeah, I felt it Monday, and then I've been a little more tired, but I did get a little hit of that, so that's good. Keep that
So
in
there's,
mind.
yeah, so there's more of that coming for sure. More of that coming.
Okay, good.
Awesome. Pam, you want to check
Yeah.
in? Can't hear you. You're muted. Okay, you're driving though, so let's be careful there.
Here we go. Here we go. I'm
Okay.
at a light. Boy, talking
Okay.
about that energy, I've had that. So I just got back from Phoenix, where I drove all the Twirl inventory back to
Yes.
Kansas City. And we arrived Sunday night, and I have been in overdrive feeling like I've got to find a home for all of this inventory. And I'm a little bit topping on because I found a great place to make a donation of some things that have opened up so many opportunities just in these few days. Like,
Wonderful.
why didn't I bring this back sooner? But it is what it is. Oh.
Enjoy the timing that's happening, Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I will fill you in.
Tomorrow,
Arizona
yeah.
was an amazing,
Oh,
amazing
good.
connection, next steps, things aligned. Me just
Beautiful.
even asking, is this possible if it could happen by then? And then 2 nights later, I get an email. Oh my gosh, there was an opening in the queue. We've already got it done. Like,
Awesome. That's
I
great.
know these gifts, it's like, okay, I want to stay in this space and kind of reverse engineer what did I do to get to this place? And I do have some of the answers. I do have some of those answers. So.
Yeah, you've freed up your energy considerably. You've stepped out. Also the energy is cleaned up, and I mean, you took this trip at a really great time. But you're in the process of deconstructing and reconstructing your life, and you work really well in that sync and flow and synchronicity in your energy, and
It's just been crazy easy, but and I'm liking
good, like it, keep liking it. Yeah,
Yes.
it's remember that we work on things as we do energetically, and sometimes we don't see things moving or shaking too much, but we keep at it, right? We're working on the alignment. We're mojoing the energy. We're letting go where we need to let go. And then, we step into some inspired action because it's the time to do that. And sometimes it's a slog, because of whatever's involved, and then sometimes finally, it feels like, oh, finally things are starting to click. But when they click, they really click. But there's this divine timing. There's this, I think there's a training on the member site, a short training about the Kairos and Chronos time. Chronos time is the clock. It's really a made up construct of time, and even the months and how all that works is all, Julius and Caesar. There was a lot of men's egos that had to do a lot with how that or has all orchestrated. But divine time, all time isn't created equal, as my mentor would always say. And there, when we're moving with the energy, sometimes it's just the energetic stuff we work on, and then things drop in and click in. I like even for me like God, it's probably been 9 months, maybe almost a year ago, someone hooked me up with the publisher for New World Publishing, which is not Hay House, but more like an alternative publishing house. But it's been around a long time, and hooked me up with the owner, the head guy there. He really liked my book, but he couldn't get it to the marketing department. I wasn't even sure if do I actually do want to do that anyway, that publishing. But then out of the blue, like last week, he sends me an email. He says, I really want to publish your book. Do you still want to do, And so it's like, these unexpected things, and all I've been doing right now is, because my bandwidth, which frees up this week, this is the last week of the commitment I made to take care of my granddaughter until she was a year on the 2 days that I've been doing that. So now it goes more into alternative time weekends, whenever it works for me. But the I didn't I haven't had a lot of bandwidth to move some of my projects along, so I've had to just work on them energetically, you know? And I wasn't working specifically on having the book published, but I'm working on, it's always, how can I serve more? How can my work get out there to help more people? You know, and I don't know. That's always the unknown of how that's going to show up. So that was just a little goodie that dropped in. And it's fun when the goodies drop in, you know?
One of my favorite expressions, and I've heard many actors say it. Yeah, I was a 25-year overnight success.
Exactly,
And
exactly. Yes.
people, just say, "Aren't you amazed about this overnight success you've had?" And they react like, "I've been working on this for 25 years." So, and in the same, it just became a moment in time that it all came
Exactly.
together.
Exactly. Yeah. So, we're all aware of all the back end work, right? Because we've been here a while together. But it's fun when we don't give up on what it is that we're working on, and always knowing. I love that we can work on things energetically, and that's why I'm always so strong about that, because it is actually doing something and it's handing it over. And but we're not so many people give up on things because they couldn't kind of just pull it all together right away. And there are some times that we are working on some things that, we lose our juice over, or, we check in and it's like, no, it is done. It's done. But there's things that just, our work in the world is something that's over time, it's
Yeah.
an overtime
So
thing.
I'll just leave everyone with this. So I dropped the labor and delivery top and skirt off, and I'll tell you more of that background
Yeah.
at this birthing center. And the director of they just had me leave it with one of the directors not related to that. And she said, "I'm really not the right person. Show it to Calista on Friday. She can get the word out. She's strict with the midwives. I mostly work with the hospitals." I said, "Well, that's my end goal." And she said, "Oh, well, then let me talk. Then sure, I'd be glad, explain it to me now." And
That's
it just was
perfect.
so crazy how that conversation just shifted when initially she thought I was just dropping something off, and we had a nice conversation that I
You know,
think might
Pam,
lead to.
one thing that you're so good at, you've got a little bit of that pit bull in you. You're not going to let go too easy, which is, I say that with love, okay? You can really trust yourself when to make sure that you've gotten yourself across. You're really good at that. Like, let me just make sure, because you can tell when someone hasn't fully received you.
Right. But, and I'm trusting myself more in that space than I ever have before.
Yeah, which is great. It's a great
Yeah.
lesson for all of us. Let people give up real easy, or, the rejection thing comes up or whatever.
And really, if you unpack it, it wasn't rejection or anything. It was, and so
Yeah.
that kind of fun walking out after that conversation.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Glad things are clicking and grooving.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Anything else for anyone? No, you're good. You're good. Pam, we'll talk tomorrow. I'm going to create a new moon meditation for you all, and throw some music on it, and then I'll send that out to you. It's a very, if you haven't, Pam, if you haven't watched the new moon update, watch that, because it's a very powerful new moon. And it's directly aspecting your first house. We can talk about that tomorrow, but it's very powerful for you, very powerful for Rebecca, actually for everybody in their own ways. Yeah. I am going to answer a question for Liesl, so feel free to hang out. It's about relationships, kind of a general astrology question around relationships. So, Liesl, this is, I'm going to pull up your chart here. So, I've got this here. Okay, here we go. So, Liesl, I know that you're wrapping up the apartment and then you're off to the Philippines, which is, perfect, meaning that you know that you have to go there to see what you actually do want to create there. So I'm glad that you're actually doing that. And your question, you want to learn more about your astrology chart on relationships and having a child, as you're also thinking about adopting a baby once you settle into the Philippines. As for relationships, not really looking, but I'm open if it comes. So what I want to share with you just about relationships, children. So I'm just going to start with the astrology piece. So relationships, one-on-one relationships, we find in the seventh house. So the seventh house is directly across the horizon from our first house. And for you, the seventh house happens to be Capricorn, and Saturn is the ruling planet for that. And you have a really strong Saturn in your chart, because it happens to live in Libra, and it's actually called a Sasha Yoga. It's that great administrator in you. And so Saturn is your relationship planet. Now, for everybody, a couple of people on this call, Rebecca's relationship planet happens to be Saturn too, because Rebecca's also a Cancer ascendant. So this applies very much that way for you, Rebecca. Pam is this full moon. All these planets in Taurus for the full moon are all happening in your seventh house of one-on-one relationship. We have three different houses of relationship, and I'm speaking about the seventh house, which is the one-on-one aspect of relationship. And so what we're always looking for, like, is it a good time for a relationship? Well, the fact is we're in relationships, and I should say it's business relationships too. But for you're in your Jupiter cycle, Liesl, and on October 15th of this year, 2024, you're going to come into the subcycle of Saturn, Jupiter Saturn. You'll be in that subcycle for until April, almost May of 2027. So you'll be in there for a couple of years there. And when I you can be in relationship any time, but is it a good time for relationship when I'm seeing you run the subcycle of relationship? Yeah, that's part. It's a soul focus. There's a focus on relationship, and it's likely that you get more interested in relationship. For you, I'm always looking at the relationship planet where Saturn, and for you, and like Rebecca's, her relationship planet is Saturn as well. And Saturn happens to be currently in Aquarius, which is a good place in the heavens, but I'm going to look at it in your chart. And like I said, you have a really good Saturn in your chart. This is someone who's strong, who has got some leadership qualities too. Really good administrator. You could read the administrator in the book or on the trainings on the member site. That's very much what your partner is indicative of, and is really concerned about sort of the social structure of things. And might be more in the service sector, service industry. And so, yes, relationship coming up for you. Good time for a relationship. And even if it's not a great time for a relationship, look, we're in relationships for long-term relationships. We could be in for years, and it goes through hills and valleys, and that's part of it. So when we have a hard time dealing with the valleys in long-term relationships, and we're not having any more of the peaks, that's when we, can we sustain this? That's when those questions come in. But as far as what I'm really concerned about, as far as getting into a relationship, is really when I see that eclipse pattern on your relationship planet or in your house of relationships, that's when I want to say to people, explore, meet new people. And this is not you, Liesl, by the way, but I remember, Rebecca, you met Ryan during a time when the eclipse pattern was on your seventh house. And my advice was just don't make any big commitments. Enjoy, you guys wanted to move in together. I said, wait. And you did, you waited. Because it just could bring more complications than we need. A good relationship is going to have to go through complications, but in the beginning, if we challenge, let's give it the best environment we can to get a good firm footing. So anyway, I'm all for relationship for for you, Liesl. It's a good time. Let's talk about kids. So now we're going to look to the fifth house for kids. And that happens to be Scorpio in your chart, which is being lit up by this new moon. By this new moon, not full moon. I think I said that before. New moon. And Mars is the ruling planet here. Okay. Now you have an exalted Mars. You have a Mars that lives in Capricorn. Mars is exalted in Capricorn. And just Rebecca, that would be the same for you, but so here's a great example is Rebecca doesn't have children, but Rebecca has Mars is her 10th house lord. It's your 10th house lord too, which is your career, your business, but it also rules your fifth house. It's actually the best planet for both of you for your chart. And you both have a really good Mars. That's hard when you don't have a good Mars, but you guys both have a really good Mars, which gives you a lot of drive, a lot of ambition. You have to, and Liesl, one of your jobs is to work a little more on the feminine energy because, and I'm sure you're doing that more now that you're not working so darn hard in the job you were. So let me get back over to your chart and hang on a second here. And Pam, you'll find this interesting. Your planet of children is Jupiter, which is in a good placement right now, but the eclipse pattern is in your fifth house of children. And, you've been watching your child go through a whole heck of a lot, and that moved in November of 2023. So, just, and you were born with the eclipse pattern, Pam, in your fifth house. So there has always been some loss, and some letting go around children. And you were just born with that dynamic. That was just part of your karma. So Liesl, I'm going to find your chart. I got a lot of charts in front of me here. Hang on a second. Oh, there we are. You're at the end. Okay. So for fifth house for you, Jupiter is shining its aspect there for the whole year. Jupiter is the Karaka of children. So it's representative children on a just kind of a general level for everyone. And it's because it's about growth and progeny. And so it's aspecting that fifth house of your chart. I like that. That's good. Mars is currently in your 10th house of business and career. That's good. And Mars moves faster than Jupiter. So there are better times than others. At the end of the year, let's just put it this way, at the end of the year, and if you look at your transit worksheet, Mars is going to retrograde in December into the beginning of 2025. It's going to retrograde in Cancer. That's not a great time for you to have a baby or adopt. But when it comes to just like if you get pregnant and have a baby, that's happening whenever it does. Okay. That just is. So generally, are you in a good position for having kids? I'm seeing a window of time for that. Absolutely. And you're running your Jupiter cycle. And again, Jupiter's representative of children. So we can get some finer details, like if you get, closer to like, hey, I'm going to get pregnant, or I'm going to, I'm working on some dates around adopting. But, I can see why these things are on your heart at this particular point in time. And then I also know that you're going to be looking at, land, and Saturn is in your fourth house of home property, and you're coming into that subcycle of Saturn, like I said, in mid-October. So, all the things I know that are on your plate and on your heart and what you're exploring now, you're in the timing of. So when you get closer to some things like purchasing or whatever, those things, just hit me up for closer dates. But yeah, I can see why that's all on your heart, and it's a good time. And my sense is you're going to get pretty interested in relationship. So we shall see. I'm excited for you. All right. So that's all for you, Liesl. Okay, my dears. Always a blessing, always a pleasure. We will have a full moon circle on the 21st. That's the day after the solstice. I'm going to combine that energy. It's a powerful full moon in Sagittarius and right at the galactic center. So it's that one's such a mixed bag of like clearing old karmic stuff and and manifesting. It's a very, very powerful, potent, energy. And here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are stepping into summer, and it actually looks like it today. So I'm very grateful for that. And I know I've been talking about retreats for a while now, and I just, my bandwidth has been what it is, but I am looking to, I'm going to have the bandwidth here to start to pull that together, and may even pull something together for late summer, because it's really been on my heart to do that. So more to come on a bunch of things, actually. Okay. All right. Don't hesitate to reach out in any way, and I look forward to being with you all again in a couple weeks, unless I'm seeing you for your sessions. And then again, I'll get this meditation out today, so you have a chance to use that and really take the time to set. These are this is a kind of halfway, you know, I can't believe it's halfway through the year, right? It's June. It's crazy. Yeah. It's really crazy. Yeah. Also, I feel like I should teach a workshop around, you know, like we do the visioning in the beginning of the year, but here we are 6 months into the year. Now what? You know. So we might do. I don't have something specifically on the member site around that, but that's kind of been coming up, you know, that kind of mid-year check-in and what do we need to do around that. So I'll let you know what percolates around that. Okay, my loves, I will see you all soon. Okay.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.